I assume there will be a time where it won't be busy, and I'll wish it were.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
You are a bold-faced liar, Scott.
Yes, I am.
We were just talking a few minutes ago, and he sounded like not even death warmed over. He just sounded like death.
I've never pretended to be anything more than that.
Actually, I thought about starting the show when you said, how's it going? I wanted to say, it's cold out there, but it's always cold. And what's that from? It's from a movie.
I don't know.
Groundhog Day. Doesn't it start like that? Good morning, campers! You know,
I've only seen that once. I can't make myself watch it again.
I don't necessarily recommend it, but it's got some funny spots. But it is cold out there today. Yeah, but the sun looks like it's coming up right now. I mean, I guess it's been up for a little while, but it's shining and you can see the frost on the branches. And
do you have like earmuffs on or something?
I do. How can you tell?
I can sort of see them under your.
Oh, you got. This is the greatest gift anybody's ever given me, Scott. They are old man earmuffs. They go on like this, you know. When you're done, you just stick them right on top of your head like this. And if you can't see me, you know, the old fashioned earmuffs that used to go like over the top of your heads. Mm-hmm. Not that you have more than one head, but the top of your head, like the earphones I'm wearing right now, they just were never comfortable, you know. But these are, Jed got them for me, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, and they're all cloth. They're still springy, but they go on the back, like on the back of your head. You kind of look like, that one guy who was in an old Star Wars movie on the Cloud City with Lando Calrissian, his like his helper, you know, but they're just, and when your ears are warm, you just feel good all over. So you probably do look like an old guy, or I look like an old guy when I go in, but I like him anyway. So, I wear them all the time. So I don't wear them just outside. I walk inside and I just plop them on the top of my head and I'll look odd, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, well.
So we're doing this a little early today, or this week. Normally we record on Wednesday. It's Tuesday morning right now, bright and early. And that's because tomorrow, Wednesday morning, I get my permanent chompers, my permanent teeth. You know, I've been, 2 months ago, we started this journey. Had my teeth replaced, a whole bunch of them. And I've gotten used to them. Like, they feel like my normal teeth. But they said tomorrow's they're going to pull these out. Doesn't that sound fun? And pop in some permanent ones. I don't know what the difference will be.
You're going to be like the old guy on, what was that? Meet the Robinsons. Like, sarsaparilla, my teeth.
yes. Don't talk, Scott. That's a little too much exertion this early in the morning. I got to stop now. So we've been busy around here. Is it cold down there? I mean, you did kind of say at the beginning it was cold. Frigid?
Yes.
Have you had any snow? Because I think some snow came through your area. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't do anything big to celebrate it like you do.
Well, I know, but
I think about it every time it snows. I'm like, oh, we should go to Long John Silver's. And I'm like, that stuff's not very good, and it's very expensive. And
I think Long John Silver's is on its way. Our Long John Silver's, I don't think we have a Long John Silver's anymore. I think it's official. We drove by it last night on the way somewhere.
That's sad.
It is. I think COVID killed Long John's. Mm. That could be a song, Scott. Turn that into a song.
Alrighty.
You know who had those songs? You could be the new Weird Al Yankovic.
Dude, he's awesome. I would be happy being the new weirdo.
You know, you could, you know, start with the end is near, and then you go into, you know, some other, then you go COVID killed Long John Silver's.
I'd have to make it a spoof of something, though.
That's true.
What that would be.
Like,
I'm not as good of a musician as him. I can't play other people's stuff as well as he can. I was actually really impressed. I saw him in concert. I saw him in concert when I was in grad school in New York for $2. It was the biggest bargain I've ever had in a concert. And his band was awesome. I mean, they could play that.
I mean, that was perfect. His prime probably back then.
That was 1993.
Wow.
And it was just after he did the Nirvana spoof, and that was his encore, was the Smells Like Nirvana. And he did everything in costume too. He came out all dressed up like he was in the video. He did the Michael Jackson spoof of Bad, that's called Fat, and he did that in his big fat suit too. It was hilarious.
Well, for those who don't know who Weird Al Yankovic is,
Weird Al.
He kind of looks like Tiny Tim, you know, not Tiny Tim on Bob Gratcher, but he has kind of long, curly, greasy hair. He's
goofy looking.
He's kind of goofy looking guy, but he's made his fortune and his fame on spoofing hit tunes.
Yep.
So, well, that's cool. I never met anybody who actually went to a concert. So did he switch costumes in between each show, each song?
Not every song, but a lot of them. He did Like a Surgeon, which is the spoof of Madonna's song.
Right.
And he did that in the medical outfit that's in the video.
Wow.
He was big during the days of MTV, so, you know, he did videos for all these songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That the fat costume was just awesome. He sang the whole thing. I mean, that thing is hilarious because it's like a really large, like humongously fat Michael Jackson in his weird sequined outfit that was in Bad. If you've seen the cover of Bad, you know what I'm talking about. But just imagine that with like 400 pounds.
So, yeah, he kind of looks, at the time, he kind of looked like Michael Jackson, only he was white.
Yeah, and he's just odd.
He is odd. So anyway.
That's enough of that.
Enough of that chit-chat. But we've been busy around here. This is like, I don't know if this is a COVID resurgence, but, you know, right off the bat, which is almost hard to remember when this all started, but we got tons of house projects done. And so we're kind of in the throes of house projects again. Not like big house projects at our house, but we're working on Ike's house. Remember, Ike lives across the street. He bought this not dilapidated, it was gutted house. There was nothing there except walls and a roof and a floor. We've added all the, you know, all the interior walls have been added. All the wiring is just about done with all the lights. The plumbing is just about done. The heating, we got to start that. We've got it ready to go. Insulation is all in. So we are making progress. It is flying along. Oh, man, it's looking good. It's going to be a great house when we're all done.
I wish I was that industrious. I could build my wife a new house right here, and she'd be so happy with me.
You could. You could just start by, you can start this afternoon by gutting a room. Just go upstairs and rip out the drywall and this everything else.
Here's what I did this week. I went to Home Depot, and I bought a few little packs of screws because I needed to find the right one. One, mind you, I had to find the right one screw to put in our oven door because it has a screw that falls out and then the door kind of is falling apart. So I occasionally have to get a new screw and put it in there and tighten it up and hope it stays together for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I did this. That was my big project.
Did you find a screw?
I did, and it's back together now.
Okay. Because sometimes those are special screws. You know, they have a different threading.
Well, I just jam one in there. That's probably why it still breaks every once in a while.
It might be.
It's together at the moment. So
there you go. And that's good enough. That's a job dad done.
Exactly. That's
good job.
That's
good
my big construction job for the week.
So are you starting to get in the today as we record this, as this airs, it'll be the 21st. Are you starting to get in the Family Man fix it or finish it February mode?
Oh,
mood?
Good Lord, no.
Are you starting to think those thoughts? Because I've already started making a list, Scott.
I avoid that as long as I can until you've nagged me about it.
Well, guess what? I'm starting in January because I've got like little projects that must be taken care of. Like I've got a ice maker that I installed, I don't know how many years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And it's making these giant ice formations you know, it's dripping somewhere. So it's coming out and it gets behind it and I've got to chunk it out and it fills up the ice bucket just with one glob of ice. And so I've got to figure out what's going on there. I'm not looking forward to it.
Maybe you can answer this for me. Is it a bad sign if when the washer is running in your house and it hits the spin cycle, you can tell because the lights start to sort of flicker a little bit around the rest of the house?
Nah. Just tell your wife they're supposed to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Our the wiring in our house is a little old and we've kind of overloaded every outlet we have with, you know, computer type things and phones and whatever. I'm a little concerned about some of it.
So. Does anything else make it flicker, Scott?
I don't think so.
Because sometimes, like when like something that really draws a lot of power, like a
raccoon in the attic, chewing on the wires.
Anything screaming upstairs?
Not really.
You might just look into that.
Yeah.
Or wait till your house burns down.
I don't know. We're actually going to have an electrician sometime in the near future to take a look at it, I think.
Oh, yeah. See, and that counts as a fix it or finish it. It doesn't have to. You don't have to fix it yourself because there's some things that go beyond our skill level, our pay level. And
if it's not one screw, it's beyond my level.
There you go. But taking care of business, just taking care of business. So we got to do that. I've got a lot of little things that I've been making on my little list, little switches that need to be replaced. And I'm starting, I don't know about starting today. I might be starting today. You know, my wife is kind of, I don't know about your wife, Scott, but when my wife gets an idea, like for a project. So if she says like, you know, it'd be a good idea to maybe paint this room. What she means is I will have the paint that evening. And we'll start later that day. You know,
my wife has learned not to have those ideas
because it's just disappointment. Her,
yes. Sadly, no, so my chagrin and my shame.
And so we were having this conversation a few days ago because our adult kids, they end up at our house at least a couple times a week. Not all of them, even though all of them are there maybe once a week. And, you know, I built the table that's in our dining room now. It's only 7 feet long and it held 10 people, you know, four kids on each side and one person on each end. But we can't sit around there. So we started with the card table. Then we pulled up this other little wooden table that we had. And so we said, what about if we made our dining room and our living room, which are connected? It's not a doorway in between. It's all open. Wonder if we made that into one great big long table. So we started looking into it and we moved out some of the furniture and we moved the table down and we kind of spaced things out and said, okay, that would probably do. So this table, I'm going to build a table and maybe I'll take some pictures so you guys can see it. But the table is going to be 16 feet long, which is a big table.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just permanently, you know, a gathering spot, hopefully. So we don't have to pull chairs out and things out. It'll have benches instead of chairs. And so that's a project we're going to start on. But my son, Abe, who he has graduated and he's been helping Ike on it, but he's got some time in the morning. So, and he's super handy and that's what he does. Really. He builds things. He's going to start on it. We're going to start on it together. But I was kind of, when we were talking about it, I kept thinking like, well, somewhere down the pike, we'll start on it. You know, in the weeks to come, we'll get started. But no. But my wife and I went on a date last night. Didn't feel like a date. Felt more like a
drive-by colonoscopy.
No.
You're like, honey, we need to talk.
No, it wasn't one of those. I'm really thankful. No, but it was like, I remember one of the dads, he said that he went on a date. And he got home, got to the driveway, and he said it went super G, like the downhill slalom. He said, that was code for it went downhill right there and it was terrible. And she told him how, you know, he was terrible and didn't meet any of her needs and was crying. And he said he hated it, but they recovered from it, which we've all been there. No, it was not one of those. But she was just, and she even said, she goes, I'm grumpy, mad, and something else. She started her taxes and was doing something through TurboTax. And one of the things that's always work didn't work. And she called the person and the person didn't know diddly. You know, it just, it's like going to Home Depot or Lowe's and you go, hey, do you have any of these 3/4 inch, whatever? And you look in their face and you know, they have no idea what you're talking about. And they just start looking side to side real slow, like it's going to jump up. And sometimes I'll even say, it's okay, I'll find it myself. But that's how the TurboTax lady was on the thing.
That happened in Home Depot the other night. This is a weird aside, sorry. But
oh, yeah, go ahead. This is all about weird asides. Yes.
I was looking for my screws, and I heard somebody down the aisle ask a Home Depot employee for some help on something. And he's wearing the Home Depot apron and everything. And he literally replied, well, I don't work here, but I'll try and help. And I think he meant he didn't work in that section.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, you're wearing the apron. Like, yeah. What are you doing here if you don't work here? Anyway.
I don't like asking anybody who doesn't look old.
Yeah.
You know, if they look old and they look like they've been an electrician for 40 or 50 years, I'm good. But when you just ask some kid or a... And I don't mean to be sexist, but a girl, you know, they just don't know.
I was just going to say, I usually ask the woman that I find working there, because it's usually about how my speed goes, that, you know,
baby steps,
the old lady that works there and, you know, just got a little job in her retirement. She knows more than I do.
There you go. That's good. So anyway, we went on a date and it was not like a super fun date. We just went Nate, which we haven't. We went to Olive Garden. I haven't been to Olive Garden in at least a couple, 3 years. And so we went. It wasn't much fun. And we came home. But on the way home, I don't know what. Oh, I know. We were listening to some music on my phone. Do I have my phone? I probably could find the music, but.
Play it. We'll get in trouble.
Oh, that's right. God, you just live too scared. But anyway, so I'll hum it. No, we were. So I was listening to music, and it was from the movie Return to Me. Have you ever seen that movie,
yep.
Scott? You know, it's a good husband-wife movie. Return to Me, Dean Martin. And it's just fun. But so we were listening to that, and I'm like, oh, do you remember what this is from? She's like, no. I said, oh, it's from Return to Me. And then I said, man, I miss those times, because, you know, we used to, when our kids were little, we would, I don't know if you did this, but, you know, our kids would go to bed fairly early. Our kids, even, you know, our first batch, you know, our oldest, when they were like 13, they were still heading to their rooms about 8:30. Not because they were necessarily going to bed, but they just, you know, they would hang out in their room for about an hour, you know, or do whatever, read. But my wife and I mean, often when those little, even though it was exhausting time, we would watch a movie. We had this little tiny television in our room that was, I bet you the screen wasn't 14 inches across. And we would watch a movie, you know, and we would watch Return to Me or something, you know, Sleepless in Seattle. And one of those, and it was just, we haven't done that in years. I mean, I bet you we haven't done that in 10 years, because now our kids are older and, you know, they're just up and we have kids over and, you know, they go to bed after we do, because we're just exhausted. And it just would seem odd to say, hey, we're going to go watch a movie in our room by ourselves. Not that we couldn't do that, but it wouldn't be the same as having a quiet house knowing everybody's in bed and you're watching something. And I was just thinking, Scott, you know, I know sometimes that we go through different seasons of life as dads. And maybe the point is to make sure we enjoy the season that we're in right now, you know, because I don't know if there are other aspects of the season that you kind of forget, you know. I mean, your youngest is how old, Scott?
10.
10. So, you know, I mean, we just had a birthday last week. On Friday, where my youngest turned 13, so we don't have any that aren't at least above a teenager, below a teenager. And, but you know, remember the early years when you just had all little kids? It was exhausting. Uh-huh. You know, you were just, I know that like Ben and Rissa, they're expecting, you know, number three now, and they're just tired because their kids are, you know, they get whiny and they cry and they make everything harder. And I think, you know, you're tempted to kind of wish those seasons away, kind of like, oh, I can't wait till they get a little bit older so they don't do this anymore. I think as dads, we should enjoy the season we're in right now. One, because you're going to miss parts of that season. Like I miss, you know, those special times with my wife that we had. It seemed so frequently back then that it seemed so hard to squeeze in now, but maybe even with our children, you know, little kids who get excited about certain things and then they grow up and they're not excited about nothing, you know, and because, you know, we're not guaranteed of the next season. In fact, I've got two guys we're going to pray for. I don't even know them. Never met them. They're not, you know, they're family men and they're not on the, you know, they're not on our team family man, but they are family man. So it does make them on team family man. One guy's name is Jeff. He has four young children, maybe I should say. And he's going to die. I got on this one lady's prayer chain and she's just a mom out there. I must have spoken somewhere, but for a while, I mean, her husband went through a big deal thing and we were praying for, I was praying for him. And then she kind of passes along other things that she has contact with. And one of those families is a dad named Jeff. And, they've had him on a ventilator. They're hoping. They basically said, "There's nothing you can't do anything, and it's maybe quick." But you know, when you see that little tagline, "Pray for his wife and his four young children," man, I put myself in his place sometime, and I think, you know, I mean, we could get the same diagnosis. So we're gonna pray for Jeff, who is about ready to leave. You know, and he's not going to enjoy all those things. He's not going to see his kids get married. He's not going to see his grandchildren, except looking down from heaven. And I, both these guys love Jesus. And the other guy is Mike. He has three children. And he's had a super huge trauma surgery, I think, in his mouth. I mean, they had to do something with his tongue and his mouth. And it's super painful and it's super traumatic. You know, and it just takes away from the ease of family life. I mean, it makes my teeth replacement look like a piece of cake. So Dad, I just want to encourage you, whatever season you're in right now, to enjoy it because you're gonna miss parts of it later on. And even the season, you know, that I'm in right now, our kids are getting older and feel super, super busy. You know, I assume there'll be a time where it won't be busy and I'll wish it were. So maybe that's our assignment for the week, to enjoy where we are right now as dads, knowing how fleeting this time is. And as we close it out, let's pray for Jeff and his family. Let's pray for Mike and his family. And I'm going to pray for us right now. Pray for them right now. Father, I just pray for Jeff. I don't know who he is, but you do, and you love him. He's your child. I pray for... We ask for a miracle, which you could do, but I just pray that he would be able to enjoy these last days of being a dad. And I pray for his children that they would have some amazing moments and some memories that last forever. We thank you that it is not just here, that it continues forever and ever. We pray for his children that they would know you and that they would be reunited again when one day when we all get together. And I pray for Mike in this recovering from this really traumatic surgery. I pray that you would heal his mouth and his tongue and that you would give him relief and that the healing would take place quickly so that he could get back to being a dad. And I pray for all of us. We thank you for the seasons that we have maybe passed through that we might not revisit, and help us to be thankful and not envious of those times maybe, or wishing we could go back. I'm praying that for me. But I just pray that we would enjoy this season right now of being a dad. And we pray all this in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, Dad, I don't know what you got going this weekend, but you don't have to start fixing things yet unless it's really, really broke. But maybe you can start making a list of those things that have been an annoyance to your wife or to your children. Put it on your little list of Family Man Fix It or Finish It February. And maybe start thinking about tackling some of those projects. And again, you wouldn't have to fix them yourself. You could call somebody like Scott's talking about doing. I mean, that's just part of being a dad. So have a great weekend. Enjoy wherever you are right now. Do something with your kids and do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Are you going to like mill your own wood and all that?
No. Yes, we're gonna cut down some trees. No, we're going to go to Lowe's or Menards and just pick up some wood.
I know a guy who lives in Colorado that does that. He has like, he just finds trees that fell down and then he's got some sort of contraption that he mills his own wood. He built a table like that in his house. I'm like, wow.
Oh, sure. Try to one up me.
No, I don't. I could build it out of toothpicks, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew a guy who planted the trees and let them grow up, and then he cut them down. Oh, yeah. So, no, we're look, just going
to
do
I didn't have to get up this early. I can go back to bed. You can do the show on your own, man. I've had enough.
You're dropping out.
Did I quit? Call somebody else.
There is no one else, Scott. You know, my wife and I, we
that's
went on
a lie.
There's no one else who would ever volunteer or get, you know, wouldn't want this on a resume. Oh, yeah.